Eddie Pascal here in Orlando with Coach John Gruden. So, Coach, it feels fitting to be up this early with you. It's 6:45 here on the East Coast, but everyone on the West Coast is sleeping, but we're up getting to work.
That's what the Raiders do, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. So, obviously, this team has gone over such an overhaul the past week, 10 days. 17 new guys, as of now, on the roster. So, just kind of what have been your thoughts on this free agency class coming in?
Well, first of all, we had a lot of needs. We had a lot of needs to address, and free agency is one vehicle to do that. But we were able to add a lot of different players that play a lot of different positions. And I think we're fortunate to have Reggie. And we go way back to our Tennessee days, and we also worked together in Green Bay. But he's flexible. I think you got to be flexible as a head coach these days. You have to adapt to who's available and how much you need to pay him. It's not like it's a perfect world, but you got to react quickly. I think we've proven that we can do that. And just anxious for the years ahead with him.
You know, obviously here in Orlando, the other 31 coaches and GMs and owners all here. Does seeing these guys get your competitive juices flowing a little bit? When you see the coach of the Denver Broncos walking down the hall, does that get you going?
You just say the word Denver Broncos, man. I get going. I see Andy Reid of the Chiefs, Coach Lynn of the Chargers. The AFC West traditional battles are always exciting. But seeing my brother, Sean McVay, and Shanahan, all the guys that were on my staff, Mike Tomlin, it's been pretty cool.
Have you had that moment yet, now that we're a couple months into this, where you sit back and you go, okay, I'm back. I'm back in the fold.
I have that moment every day I wake up. I say, man, this is awesome. I'm really excited for April 9th. I haven't had a chance to even really meet our team yet. As crazy as it sounds, I've been a head coach for almost 70 days and haven't been able to sit down with any of my players yet. So that's what I'm most excited about, the opening of the off-season program, where I can officially sit down in a meeting with our guys and start talking Raider football.
April 9th, right? That's the day that we've had circled on the calendar since you got here. What's it going to be like to address the team, that first team meeting when you sit down and you look these guys in the eyes and you address your group of men as the head coach of the Oakland Raiders once again?
It'll be exciting. We're not going to say too much on April 9th. Biggest thing we're going to do is introduce Tom Shaw, our new strength coach. He's outstanding. There's a different program in the weight room this year. We're going to address that, and we're going to hit the field hard. Working out, running, lifting weights, and then we get into some technical football as we start teaching our system. It's time to get to work, and let's start putting this team together.
How excited are you to work with the Beast, Marshawn Lynch?
I am excited. Archie's excited to see the Beast back in silver and black. He's one of Oakland's finest. We brought in Tom Cable, his ex-offensive line coach. I think that'll help him. And Breno Giacomini, an ex-Seattle Seahawk right tackle, is in the fold as well. So he's got some familiarity around him. And I think with Doug Martin and our two young halfbacks, I think we have the ability to service them. We also got Keith Smith, a very good fullback from the Dallas Cowboys, who will be the lead back.
You know, so sitting in your office right now, you know, on these days, what's take me through a morning in Coach Gruden's office. What are you up to?
Man, we get in there early. You got to prepare for the morning meeting. So you got to get in there early. That's 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. And we have an offensive staff meeting, usually right now from 7 till noon. Then you got to go downstairs, get a workout. You got to get shaped. And then from about 1:15, 1:30 till 6 o'clock, we work on the college draft. And it's a grind. It's a daily process. You have to entertain free agents. Obviously, these cell phones work. You got to call the agents. You got to recruit them. You got to beg them. You got to do whatever it takes to get some transactions done. But every day has been a grind, and that's what I love the most about being back with the Raiders.
So what would your message be to the Raider Nation right now leading in to the NFL?
Just get ready. You know, do your sit-ups, do your push-ups, work on your vocal cords. Have faith that we're doing everything we can to bring you the best product on the field possible. I think you're going to love our coaching staff. I think you're going to love the way we play, but we got to prove it. But we're going nowhere without the Raider Nation.
I like that. Couldn't have said it better myself. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Thank you, man.